Blog Talk Radio.
The glory. Are you free tonight? Good God Almighty, if you're not free, shake yourself loose. Hallelujah. Nobody should tell you you got to be bound. Good God Almighty, we thank you tonight. We give you praise, honor, and glory. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Grateful to be here tonight. Amen. To God be the glory on Block Talk Radio. Amen. We thank each and every one that's on tonight. We thank those Facebook listeners and each and every one. Amen. We just give God honor and glory tonight. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is good in all of his splendor. Amen. And what a mighty word last night we heard here on Block Talk Radio. We want you to just continue to join in. Amen. Call that number. Share that number. God is in the building. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Tonight, I just want to jump right into the word of God for the sake of time. Amen. I believe it's going to take me a second to deliver what thus said the Lord tonight. Amen. If I could put it into a title, or for those that may be logging in each night, each week, those that may want to reference the scriptures. Amen. I'm going to be tonight in John chapter 4, St. John, the Gospel of St. John chapter 4. And we're going to go over to 1 Peter chapter 1. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you tonight. We give you the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise, Father God, for all that you're doing. Thank you for all that you're going to do, Lord God. We thank you for those, Lord God, who's seeking your word. Father God, you seek it such. And we're thanking you right now tonight, Father God. You said if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, that we shall be filled. We ask that you fill us up tonight. Feed us till we want no more. Hallelujah. Speak to our hearts tonight. Speak to our spirits. We'll give you all of the praise, all of the honor, and the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory. First of all, I'd like to say happy holidays to each and every one. Trust that you're ready to be more thankful than ever during this Thanksgiving season. We know that the COVID situation has flared back up. So we're going to ask you to maintain social distance, even with the family. Amen. We may have to sacrifice this one, but it's all for the good of the kingdom. Sacrifice, and you may have to eat alone. But when mother and father forsake you, hallelujah, then the Lord will take thee up. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank you tonight. Thank you for tuning in once again. I trust that you have St. John chapter 4. I want to begin reading from a very familiar scripture. I'm going to start from verse 19 and read some in your hearing before I give you what the title to what thus said the Lord. The woman in verse 19 said unto him, Jesus, Sir, I perceive fathers worship in this mountain. And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men are to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour is come when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye know not what. King James Version. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship. I want to draw a thought from that portion of quotation. Spirit and truth. And if we could entitle it, I would say tonight, I'm not trying to fake you. I'm trying to take you and make you good God Almighty. I'm not trying to fake you. I'm trying to take you, I miss one, and make you. Amen. To God be the glory. You know, we're all familiar with this passage of scripture. It's the woman at the well. The Lord Jesus Christ began to minister to her from the depth of a prophetic standpoint. You know, sometimes it's not easy for a person to disclose where they're struggling. Evidently, this woman carried out her daily chores while yet being bound through relationships. We know Jesus told her the husband that you have now is not yours. And he began to minister to her prophetically to the point where she yielded. When he said that you have five husbands, and the one in whom thou now has is not thy husband. She had to disclose, glory to God, that she was naked before the Lord. Some of us don't understand, glory to God, that we're already naked. Hebrews chapter 4 says that the word of God is quick and powerful, and that is sharper than any two-edged sword. It tells us that it's able to pierce asunder to the dividing of soul and spirit, the joints and the marrow, to your soul and your spirit are so close together. The marrow inside of your bones and joints is so close together. But he didn't stop there. He said it's a discerner of thoughts and the very intent of your heart. But if we pay attention to the next verse, he said, neither is there any creation. It says creature, but that means creation. Neither is there any creation that is not made manifest in his sight. For all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him who we have to do. The Bible also declares the eyes of the Lord is in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And we understand that flesh, glory be to God, is not easy to disclose, unveil, or reveal itself, but the word of God will. The woman at the well understood, I am naked before God, good God Almighty. See, we learn how to hide things from man. We learn how to look happy, look like we got healing, look like we got joy, look like we have a praise. We learn, hallelujah, to come before us, the brothers and sisters and the world, and look like we are overcomers. In fact, glory be to God, we still have issues that we're trying to deal with. Hallelujah to God. Nothing wrong with having issues. We all, glory to God, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But are you ready, hallelujah, to bring your issues before God? Are you ready to understand that you're naked before God? If we never come to the place of understanding, I'm naked before the Lord, it only hinders us from enjoying the pleasures of walking in the light. God already sees it. The woman came to a place, glory to God, hallelujah, that I am naked, hallelujah. Maybe God may understand. Let me just touch there for a second. Can I park right there? Sometimes come to a realization that I don't need to fake this thing no more. I don't need, hallelujah, to wear a mask anymore. Not if I want true deliverance. There's an enemy of your soul tonight, people of God. There's an adversary that walketh to and fro throughout the earth, seeking whom he may devour. I want to let you know, when you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he covers you. Evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. But when we mask sin, when we hide from help, hallelujah, then we find ourselves like a ship without a sail on a rough ocean. The woman of God said, I have no choice but to recognize that this is God. And evidently, he wants to bless me. He wants to take me from the place where I'm at to a place he wants me to be. He's not trying to fake me. Hallelujah. Too much fake stuff going on, saints of God. And God is saying tonight, I'm not trying to fake you. I'm trying to take you and break you so I can make you. Hallelujah to God. Somebody ought to say amen. When the woman of God realized that, she said, I perceive that this is God. She used a different word. She said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. She said, but what I don't understand is that our fathers worship in this mountain. Glory be to God. Can I help us tonight? Your place of worship may not be where your mother and fathers was. Your place of worship may not be where grandma worshiped at. Hallelujah. Your place of worship may not be, glory be to God, where your friends are at. Hallelujah. Your place of worship, it comes from within. Glory. And if you can't find that place of worship within you, hallelujah, more time than any, you're holding on to something. Something is more important than your relationship. Something is holding you and binding you. Glory be to God that you don't want to let go of. Hallelujah. Sister Lacey from Shekinah Glory said, what if yes costs you everything? Hallelujah. Are you willing to pay the price? Hallelujah. She knew God wanted to take her somewhere. She said, but I tried worshiping in the mountain where everybody's at, and that didn't do it for me. I worshiped in the mountain and still wound up with five husbands. Somebody tonight is saying, I worshiped that church and I'm still in bondage. I worshiped in church and I still can't hear God. I've worshiped in church, hallelujah, and I still can't get delivered. She said, you said Jerusalem is the place. It was the place, people of God. Jerusalem was the place to meet God.
had Muslims, Christians, Messianic Jews, all kind of people come to Jerusalem, to the Wailing Wall, hallelujah, and they worship there. They call it a pilgrimage. I'm not saying that God won't be where you go. Hallelujah. But I want you to know tonight that God can be where you at. Hallelujah. In any situation you're in. Oh, glory to God. In any state that you're in, glory to God. God will be right there no matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through, good God Almighty, no matter how you feeling in your mind, your heart, your soul, glory to God. All you got to do is acknowledge him in all your ways. Baby Butler just preached that Saturday. You got to acknowledge him. Good God Almighty, you got to seek him. You got to ask him. Good God Almighty, where do I go from here? He said, I thought Jerusalem was the place. And I wound up in the mountain even. Jesus seen her heart. Can we go further, people of God? He seen her willingness to be free. I just want to let you know tonight, have a desire to be delivered. If you have a desire to be free, if you made up in your mind, in your heart, and in your soul, I will not live another day bound. Hallelujah. Jesus had the answer. Jesus had the answer. Oh, but you got to do a heart check tonight, thanks to God. You have to do a heart check. Yes, you're going to leave some things behind. Yes, it's going to be hard to walk away from some things. Yes, it's going to be hard to say no to some things. But the Bible declared, if you forsake mother and father, there's a blessing waiting for you, good God Almighty, that you won't be able to contain. He seen her willingness. You know what he said to her, people of God? Hallelujah. He said, woman, believe me, good God Almighty. Somebody got to believe that God is not trying to fake you out. Halabashende, that this gospel is not a fake. Believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain or yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Try to let her understand the heart of God, the plan of God, the move of God. He was trying to reveal to her that there's a move of God about to occur that you want to be a part of. How many people want to be a part of the move? Hallelujah. He said, no, it ain't about the mountain no more. And it ain't about Jerusalem no more. Can I take my time right now? Somebody needs to know it ain't about church. I'm not bashing church. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some, but so much the more as the day approach. And the day is approaching rapidly. It ain't about the church. It's not about your gift. It's not about your title. It's not about your reputation. Hallelujah. It's about your relationship with him. And you must yield. You must break. You must let him take you. Can I take my time? I don't even know if we'll get through all these scriptures. I'm sure going to try. She knew he wasn't a fake. But he said to her, ye worship, ye know not what. How many people are looking to be led into their worship? Been wrong with having a praise and worship or devotional leader leading you into songs of praise and rejoicing. There's nothing wrong with that. But your worship, hallelujah, has to be deeper than someone leading you to it. He said, you don't know what you are worshiping. You knew, then you would know who I am, hallelujah, for you would feel the spirit of where I'm ministering from. You ever been in church and you can't feel the power, the presence of what you're worshiping? You worshiping, but your mind is all over the place. You worshiping, but your touch lasts for 2 minutes after you leave. You're worshiping, but you're getting the wisdom and revelation of who your God is. You're worshiping, but you're not getting the touchdown in your soul. I'm not talking about your spirit, because you can feel the spirit and not be touched in your soul. Ye know not what you worship, because worship is not praise. The enemy has deceived the church and make us think that if you praise him, you're worshiping. No, you're praising him. Glory to God. You're singing, you're jumping, you're shouting, you're running through the church, you're falling down, rolling over, but bodily exercise profit little. It is some profit in it, but it's very little. That's why we're wondering. I shouted the church down. Hallelujah. I sung my heart out. And I'm in the same state. You know not what you worshiping. Well, I preach and I teach, but I ain't getting closer. You know not what you're worshiping. Hallelujah. He said it's a new move. It's a move for right now today. It's a move right now for 2020. And he's talking about it in the next verse. He said the hour coming and now is. Right now. Right now while you're listening. Right now, halabashindia, where you're standing. It is. It is. It is what? It's time to recognize. It's time to connect. It's time for true worship. The hour is coming. It's now near. When the true worshipers. Can I just stop there? You may be saved, but are you a true worshiper? Hallelujah. A lot of people got salvation. A lot of people were brought to the church and repented of their sins. It's a lot of people attempt to worship. But I must tell you tonight, there's a gate before God. Hallelujah. There's a spiritual blockage. There's a gate. There's an entrance into God. Your head, O ye gates, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Do you know that that gate swings both ways? Hallelujah. That gate must swing to let you in to the presence. But before it swings open to let you in to the presence, it has to swing out for you to let him. See? And the King of Glory shall come in. So it's more than just being saved. It's more than just picking it up and putting it down. Shindia. It's more than somebody encouraging you to lift your hands and clap and say amen and tap your neighbor and all that stuff. It's more. So there's a gate that praise won't get you past. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That anyone qualifies for that. If you're breathing, you qualify to praise him. Tell about Shindia. If there's breath in your body, you qualify to praise him. But they that worship him, good God Almighty, I don't go ahead of myself in the verses. Praise is not worship, saints of God. Tell about Shindia. You can praise him in your flesh. You can praise him because the music sounds good. Huh? Come on. You can praise him to try to get free. You can praise him because you got godly sorrow. But worship. Worship is the next step that saints of God don't seem to want to go. It's not by your righteousness. It's not by your deeds. Get it out your mind. Right where you at. Guess how you at. If you worship him, if you bow down before him, that's the fixing power. That's how you get delivered. Hallelujah. That's how you let go and the chains are broken. Chains are not broken by your shout. Chains are not broken by you teaching or preaching. Chains is broken when you bow before him, when you give up your heart, give up your mind, give up your deeds to the best of your ability, even if you don't have strength to totally give it 100% up. If you bow before him, your deliverance is on the way. You know not what you worship. He says, salvation, I hope you're reading with me. Verse 22 says, salvation is of the Jews. Meaning, that's a universal call. Since Jesus has died on the cross, people of God, salvation is a universal call. Cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. It's a universal call. But it's more after your salvation. It's more than telling somebody I'm saved. It's more than telling somebody I go to church. Hallelujah. Salvation is universal. That's what he was telling her. Jerusalem was the place. Because salvation is of the Jews. It's a universal call. Now salvation is to a whosoever will. Let them come. Now worship. Verse 23 says, the hour cometh and now it is. Where the true worshipers shall worship the Father. How? In spirit and in truth. That's what gets you past the gate. Spirit that's been loosed in the earth and the truth of your heart, the truth of your desire, the truth of your yearning, the truth of your hunger, the truth of your thirst. God loosed the spirit, but you need truth with the spirit. You know how many people got the spirit of God and no truth to who they are? no truth to what they want, no truth to what they seeking, no truth to what they believe. He says spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. That's the qualification, saints of God. That is the qualification. How do we know? The end of that verse. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. The Lord, God, the Father, would not have to seek such if it was in abundance. He seeketh such because it's true. Wide is the gate. Broad is the way to everybody praising him. But straight is the gate. And narrow is the way of the true worshiper. It's a highway to heaven. And none can walk up there but the pure in heart. Hallelujah. Give your heart tonight, saints of God, for real. To give your heart for real. Right where you are. Stop worrying about people. Stop worrying about how you look. Be honest with God. And God will be honest with you. He'll make a way of escape. He'll lead and guide you in all truth and righteousness. And people may talk because of where you are right now. Hallelujah. But if it's truth, God got you. I'm not trying to fake you. I'm trying to take you, saints of God, lest we give ourselves to him. Well, why do God want to take us? So he can break us. What do you want to break me from? He's a God and he want to break me? Yes, he do. But he don't want to break you through control. He don't want to break you through judgment. He don't want to break you through wrath. He want to take you and break you, hallelujah, by your will given over to him. I'm not trying to fake you. I'm trying to take you and break you so that I can make you. Verse 24 says, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Turn with me, if you will, over to 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to read at verse 3. He's just trying to break us so he can make us. God has something for you and I. And some things have to break for it to birth. It will never birth if you don't allow him to break you. Break your will. Break your flesh. Break your mind. Hallelujah. And you do it all through the word of God. He has power to actually make you submit. But that's not the God that we serve. Satan makes you submit. He makes you submit to cravings. He makes you submit to yearnings. He makes you submit to temptation. He makes you submit to weaknesses. God do not make you nothing. He breaks us by his spirit through his word. Hallelujah. He want to break you just so he can make you tonight. Hallelujah, saints of God. Just that you have 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 3 says, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, can we praise, can we pause? According to his abundant mercy. People of God, can I tell you that mercy was in operation even before grace? Yes, Jesus Christ came The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten the Father. Watch what it says. Full of grace and truth. But before we even beheld the glory of the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary to birth Jesus, mercy was already in operation. For the Bible declares when we was yet without strength, that means when we didn't even deserve it, we were in a position to get it. We was yet without strength in due time. Christ died, meaning that the mission was sent while we weren't worthy. That's why he says his abundant mercy. Mercy is not getting paid the price you deserve. And mankind deserved to be alienated from God, always from the Garden of Eden. Good God Almighty, God could have alienated man away from him forever. But he chose to send angels with flaming swords of fire around the tree of life so he can have redemption for us at a later time. That's abundant mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believes perish, but has everlasting life. God's mercy was in operation. So it says in verse 3 that through his abundant mercy, watch, has begotten us again. I want to let you know tonight, he'll do it again. He'll do it again. If you believe, if you want it, if you truly desire it, he'll do it again. We beheld Jesus' glory, watch this, as the only begotten. That means birthed by God. So when he says through his abundant mercy, watch, through his abundant mercy have begotten us again, he means have birthed you. The woman of God, Apostle McNeil last night says, do you remember the day in which God saved your soul? You were begotten that day. Hallelujah. God birthed you that day. Hallelujah. But guess what? He'll do it again. Because I'm taking you to break you so I can make you. What do you want to make me, God? Let's read on. It will show you what he's trying to make in us. Begotten us again unto a lively hope. He's talking about life that's purposely, life that's meaningful, a lively hope. He said, I didn't birth you to go back into muck and mire. I didn't birth you that you won't have victory. I didn't birth you that you won't be delivered. It's a process, yes, but I'll do it again. Till you become a lively hope, quickened in your spirit, the life of God inside of you. Kalabashinda, that's what I'm trying to take you to. I'm trying to take you to a life of me inside. I'm not fake. I'm trying to break you so that I can make you a lively hope. I can make you a living epistle. I can make my life live through you. Somebody ought to say amen. He says, unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Meaning that that's the only way it was possible. It was not possible. Nobody has the right to judge how long it takes you to become a lively hope. No, they don't. Hallelujah. Because it's only available because of what Jesus done. If anybody else was in position to evaluate you, then maybe they would have used doom instead of Jesus. So don't worry about people. Don't worry about how if you still have areas of that you need deliverance in. It's available from Jesus Christ resurrection. God said, trying to break you so I can take you where? I can take you into a place of blessings. I can take you to a place where you understand you're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I want to take you to a place where you understand that you're more than a conqueror to him that loves you. I want to take you to a place where you understand that greater is he that's within of you than he that's in the world. But you got to be taken there to a reality that you live in. No matter what you're going through, you got to know that you know that you know where you've been taken to. You have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And if so being, there's an inheritance God has for you. See, verse 4 talks about, I'm taking you to your inheritance. God is not trying to hold back blessings. God is not trying to make sure you pray enough to give you a blessing. He ain't trying to make sure you shout enough to get a blessing. He ain't trying to make sure you attend church enough to get a blessing. I'm trying to take you to the place of blessings. It's an inheritance. Incorruptible. Hallelujah. It's incorruptible. Meaning that no man can change what he has for you. They can't corrupt it with words. They can't corrupt it with tearing you down. Satan can't corrupt it with trying to destroy you. It's incorruptible and it's undefiled. I'm in verse 4 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Watch what he says. And that fadeth not away. Meaning, it's waiting for you. Saints of God, you got to understand some things are waiting for you. Well, what is it waiting for? For you to break. It's waiting for you to break yourself. Hallelujah. And connect with the living God. It fadeth not away. And it's waiting. He said it's reserved. Everybody said, well, why can't I have it now? Bless me now and enlarge my borders. Bless me indeed. Guess what? It's already there. But we have to get to it. It's reserved for you in heaven. That's where it's spoken from. Now you got to get it from heaven down to your life. Taken to the place of faith, of trust, so you can get your inheritance that's already laid up for you, down to you. But we don't understand. There's a place, just like the gate. There's a place when God releases it, you have to be in a place to receive it. God understands sometimes we get out of place. But if you're broken, hallelujah, if your heart is right, if you're truly desiring him, he'll get it to you. He said, yes, it's reserved in heaven for you. Come on, somebody. But place of receiving. If you're not receiving from God, somewhere in your life, you're not being kept in a place to receive it. For God says that, yes, it's reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith. Something in between being kept in your faith is taking your inheritance away. And I tell you, saints of God, broken yet. Hallelujah. It's not easy to be broken. Trust me, it's a lonely life. but it's a loving life. You wouldn't want nothing else once it breaks. Hallelujah. Once you give it up, good God Almighty. Yes, 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 your flesh will say go back. Your mind, remembrance is something. You'll remember how it was on the other side. Hallelujah. But you'll never go deeply back. Once he breaks, once you let him break you, and if you broke, he'll keep you by the power of God. Hallelujah. There's something inside of you telling you to go ahead. Something inside of you telling me I can't give up now. Something inside of me is saying God didn't bring me this far to leave me. Glory to God. God did not do all of this for me to turn my back and walk away. It's by the power of faith. You got to keep your faith, people of God. He said it's ready to be revealed in the last time. Verse 6 said, watch. Wherein we greatly rejoice. Let us understand, you can rejoice today, people of God. You can rejoice that God will keep you if you let him break you. Don't worry about little schisms and trips and falls and things you go through. Yes, you still got flesh. Yes, you still got emotions and mind that you're constantly trying to condition. Yes, you make decisions that wasn't the best decision. But guess what? If you're broken, hallelujah, he's going to keep you by the power through faith. But you have to believe in the power. Don't let your flesh take away your faith. Don't let your deeds take away your faith, people of God. Don't let nothing you go through, no situation, take away your faith and God's ability to keep you. Can I go on? I got to read this while I got time to close out, people of God. He said, I'm just going to read. I'm going to read down at verse 6. Wherein we greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be. Ye in heaviness through manifold temptations. Let the trial of your faith be much more precious than gold that perish. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing. People of God, you're going to go through broken and keep your faith. It's more precious than gold that's been tried by fire. But God is saying, when it get tried, that it may be found unto praise. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Keep your praise so you can always worship. But keep the praise, so your praise is going to keep your joy, and your joy is your strength. It's going to give you strength to enter in and worship God. Tell him all about it. Don't tell people. Keep your strength. If you got joy, you'll praise him. That'll get you to the gate. When you get there, if you're broken, you can come in. God said tonight, I'm not trying to fake you. I'm trying to take you and break you, so that I can make you. That's all the Lord wants tonight, saints of God. So that you can be found in your day of temptation, found in your trying of your faith. See? To bring forth praise and honor and glory at the appearing of the Lord. It's not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to they that endure to the end. Saints of God, when you cash in your salvation, let it be with a praise. Woo! Let it be with honor. Hallelujah. Let it be with thanksgiving. I pray that you got something out of the message tonight. It's not about the mountain. It's not about the name on your church. Hallelujah. It's about worshiping.
Worship will kill flesh.
Hallelujah.
Worship will break you to the point you can be kept and led and guided by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit can't help us if we're not broken. We'll just ignore it and disobey it and make excuses for it. But tonight, saints of God, say within yourself, I know you're not fake. Tell God, I want you to break, you to break, take me and break me. And most of all, I want you to make me. Amen. To God be the glory. God desires truth on the inward parts. I want to thank you tonight for tuning in with us. Once again, I tell you, even last night, Pastor McNeil, Keeping It Real McNeil, and Apostle McNeil, and on Monday mornings, and listen, Sunday mornings, people of God, share this link. Let somebody know about this awesome blog talk phone number where God is feeding his people. Hallelujah! To take us to the next level. Know why? Because we're in the Word. And if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. I'm your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries, where I try to build champions in Christ. Amen. God bless you. We're looking next Tuesday to hear from you again. Amen. Bless you in Jesus' mighty name. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.